Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 185, How Emotional Rebound Heals Your Pain. So, as you know, I had to deal with several death cases in the last year. It began with my life partner's death and my dog is in a slowly dying process here because she's very, very old. I had a good golf friend die just shortly, which I mentioned in one of the episodes. We just had the grandma dying and the husband of her older sister also died. So there's a lot at stake, not only with me, but also with Matthew, who reached out and asked for help. Because, he's in such a pain, he cannot get out of the circle of really self-sabotaging him on top of all that happens. So he lost a good friend, and there are so many emotions coming up when we lose somebody. So there is anger and rage, and oftentimes we blame ourselves for having not been enough. So these are thoughts that if I had put in the blank, that could be avoided. Or I was responsible to just realize it. So that was somebody of his friends who committed suicide. So somebody at a young age in the 20s to 30s. So that is so sad. There is no question about it. But what he did is he blamed himself for not being able to realize what's going on with the other person, right? That was not the case. He wasn't around. But yes, he knew his friend has really emotional and mental problems, because he tended to very nearly because of everything. So afraid to lose his jobs in these challenging times when the world just trying to get back to normal after the pandemic and the pricing increases of gas, of electricity, of food, of everything, housing, rent, and he was afraid to lose his job and not to be able to pay the rent and end on the street. And just didn't see no bright future for himself and no future at all. So that was a process, and nobody in his environment really did realize it. And that is, of course, very, very, very sad, because, in fact, if that tendency to commit suicide would have been detected earlier, so he could have reached out for help or get into therapy or whatever the healing would have been, maybe Matthew's right, and that could have been avoided. But so nobody in his field did really realize that it was that bad, right? They just did realize, well, he's not in a good mood, and in fact, he's in a very depressive mood, but not that. Not imagining that he would kill himself. So what we do in this case is complementary work with breath work, with a lot of tapping. Tapping always helps to slow down, to voice your thoughts, and to really feel the feeling and detect the feeling underneath. And sorry, there was just something coming. To detect the feeling underneath, because the healing is in being able to feel the emotion, and by feeling it and getting clear that most of all of that is imagined. So people go through a worst case scenario over and over and over in their head, and by doing so, it's more likely that this would actually happen. And all the feelings, like what if I fail? What if I lose my job? What if I'm vulnerable? What if I get rejected or criticized? What if, right? So what if I get crushed? What if I get hurt? What if this is devastating? And so it's really, really important to stop, to hold on, and to really dig in to find what is at stake, what is on the line, right? To turn the odds to become better. And we help you let go, to move the emotions, especially with tapping, and to get to the emotional rebound. So that is really voicing your thoughts. They are as they are anyway, right? And to really become clear on your fears, on your worries, and the emotion underneath, right? So that could be fight, that could be flight, that could be freeze states. Whatever it is, it's essential to voice the flying thoughts, to become aware, to become conscious, and to transform to a resourceful thinking, right? Because that the other thinking is just getting you further down. So in finding the deeper fear and the thing you are afraid to fear to feel, and the thought of imagination, what bad thing would happen if you picture the scary or traumatic future vision. Like he said, they would ridicule him, right? Be angry at him, maybe even attack him or bully him. And he said he would really feel terrified. He would feel embarrassed. Even being attacked. So that is a real, real, real form of aggression, and this is a threat. Yeah, they are coming after me, and that of course puts us in fight and flight or even freeze mode. And the first thing you can do is being kind and compassionate for yourself, right? That is always the best first thing to do, because you're bracing the shock already. And the worst thing you could do is blaming yourself or attacking yourself or beating yourself up, right? So the disappointment he had he then realized in the tapping session that he really was afraid and so disappointed and so sad, of course, when his friend committed suicide and died, that it was part of it was his fault because he didn't realize earlier and didn't help. So the worst thing in this situation, somebody worrying so much and so anxious and even depressed and that for a long time, that people tend to to starve in loneliness, right? They they pull the gear back and are afraid to meet people, to talk about their problems with friends, or even to seek professional help. And that is, of course, very necessary and essential. So, to sum it up and to repeat this here, the steps are: become aware of your thoughts, hold on, and be really, really kind with yourself, right? And then to breathe, right? And the lesson here, and the transformation and the emotional rebound, is to voice your thoughts, your scary and mean thoughts, and to move the emotion that comes with it. And then you are able to integrate it. So if you say, "Oh, that is heartbreaking, what a bummer, it hurts so much," no question about it, of course it does. But if you feel like you're letting somebody down, and now you do the same, in fact, with yourself. So kindness and self-love is the number one healing that you could give yourself. And stop asking, what if I fail, what if I have to admit that I'm not good enough, I'm not loved, what if I find out that I don't matter, and don't have what it takes. All of these internal racing thoughts of what if, you will not get the answer to that. And this leads you even further down of the rabbit hole. Because that is future worrying called anxiety. And you're bracing it already. And by doing so, you're hurting yourself now just by thinking of something that even doesn't happen and in most cases maybe is not likely to happen. So the voicing the worst as it is already in your head and then trying to be okay with whatever is, it is. So either you can change it, then change it, or if you cannot change it because it's not in your means, then try to be okay with it. And being able to become aware of your thoughts, to be okay with whatever is if you cannot change it, and to move the emotions. So that could go from the disappointment and sadness we just talked about to at the end find a positive thing in it, right? So that could be the lovely time you had together, or you should at least end the racing cycle of thoughts of what if with something positive, because otherwise you even can't step into healing. So that's it for today. That was a really heartbreaking talk I had with him, and hoping for better times, but sometimes it is like it is and we have to face it. So we tend to really disturb ourselves, to run away or to close down, just not to feel the emotion, but the emotion gets even worse by doing so. The only way it will be better after time and to overcome it is to hear what's going on, to listen, become aware, and therefore to let go and move the emotion. Okay, that's it for today. Talk to you next week. Bye.